Thank you for calling customer support. This is Zandra, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Nancy Zimmer, and I answered an email offer. It says it's from U.S. Cellular.
Now, okay, may I have your zip code?
Sure, sir. Well, I have a post office box. That is 73156.
And is that your shipping? That's your shipping address?
Yeah, that's the zip code at my where I asked it to be shipped to.
Okay. See, the call was transferred to me as if the person couldn't find your account. So I don't see an account in your name so far either. So what were you trying to order?
Well, I wasn't. I was just trying to pay $1 shipping for an iPad.
Were you charged?
$7.95 instead of $1.
Okay. So at this point, we don't see an order in your name. And was it less than 30 minutes ago?
I was about an hour and a half ago. It took me a minute to get through to my bank and find out about my pending transactions, and it's there.
Okay. So this is a call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. So since we're a third party, we have to find that order in your name. I don't see anything in your name, and the previous person couldn't find anything either. So you may have to go back to your car company and see if they can help you find out what company they paid the $7.95 to.
Okay, well, yeah, I can call them in the morning, and I can just stop it. I'll dispute it and not pay it. So
yes, ma'am.
But I was just trying. Okay, and you're at 877-646-2263. Is that right? Because I've gotten three emails on here from different people about the same thing.
And we can't manage that because this is a call center, and we don't know where the calls are coming from.
Okay.
Because it's coming
even
through the workstations.
Okay, so even if I dial that number, you don't know, right?
I don't know. You can call it back to see if someone else can assist you, but we're here and we can't find the account.
Okay, and I can't verify because I already talked to one of them and they couldn't find it either. And I was
right. She transferred the call to me.
Right, but no, I mean a different company, totally different company. And all I was trying to do was see if the numbers matched. But do you have, what about if I gave you the phone numbers that the emails came from?
No, ma'am, that wouldn't help me. It's too general because those emails and all that is coming from a different place. We were hired to answer the calls for certain companies. So that company may not have hired us to take their calls. But your car company should be able to tell you since they paid them.
Okay. Well, they haven't paid them yet. I'm going to dispute it. I'm not going to pay it. So. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.